The Coming to Our Senses Practice. This practice is 12 minutes long. Sitting now on a chair or cushion, or standing if you prefer, choose to close your eyes or keep them open. If open, then just gaze unfocused at a point that is comfortable for you. Spend a few moments checking your posture. Aim for an upright posture without overly straining your body. Gently adjust the position of your pelvis, your back, your shoulders, and your neck and head. It might help to imagine a thread gently lifting you up from the crown of your head, gently lengthening your spine. We begin and end this practice by paying attention to the body and to the sensations present in this moment. We are using our sense of touch internally as well as externally. Now take a few moments to notice your breathing and the associated sensations in the body. Perhaps you can notice the rise and fall of your diaphragm, the muscle under your lungs that powers your breathing. Or perhaps you can sense the air entering your nose, your lungs expanding and contracting as you breathe. Be curious about what you're experiencing, however it is for you. Of course, by now, your mind will probably have wandered away from the breath, once or many times. Each time you notice your attention is no longer on the breath, recognize what you've been thinking about, and then with a sense of forgiveness and kindness, gently bring your focus back to the point of attention. Now, let's turn our attention to the sense of sight. Open your eyes gently and take in what you can see. Noticing the quality of the light and how it falls on objects around you. Noticing the shape and color of objects. Looking closely as though you've never seen them before. Now, close your eyes again and notice the change. Patterns of light, perhaps, and maybe colours. And with the visual information turned down, begin to pay attention to what you are hearing. Can you separate out the sounds coming to you? Sounds from outside or far away. Sounds from in the building or closer by. And perhaps sounds very close to you. Perhaps inside your room. It may even be sounds from your own body. Breathing sounds, perhaps. Or a heartbeat, or a sound in the ears. If there's nothing, that's okay. Just continue listening carefully to the sounds coming to you. And as always, if your mind wanders, that's normal. When you notice the mind has wandered, escort it back to hearing with kindness. Now we'll move at our attention again. This time, from hearing to the senses of tasting and smelling. Try picking up any awareness of taste. If there's nothing, that's fine. Just note the absence of taste sensation. And now do the same for the sense of smell. Is there anything you are aware of? A fragrance or cooking smell, perhaps? Again, if there's nothing, just note the absence. Now let's return our attention to our bodies as a whole. Sitting, standing, or lying down here in this place, at this very moment. What are the sensations you're receiving from your body? Perhaps there's a mixture of pleasant and unpleasant sensations. Maybe not much, a little neutral perhaps. See if you can separate out the sensations. Notice how you're reacting to them. In general, we want more of any pleasant sensation and less of unpleasant sensations. And for a short while, see if you can let all sensations come and go in the body, whatever they are. So we'll bring this practice to a close now by taking a couple of longer breaths, feeling the air pass in and out of the body as we breathe. And take some time now to move your body before opening your eyes. And once they're open, take in the space around you. And gently transition into the rest of your day.